This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Do not follow Satan's footsteps, for indeed he is your open enemy. This is verse 168. This verse addresses the need to avoid the satanic way in all of its aspects. So the very first point of reflection is that Satan's footsteps are as clear as the forbidden tree in the Garden of Paradise. However, the satanic path has been carefully beautified in a variety of different ways in which our attention will be drawn away from what has been made halal and permissible for us and directed towards these footsteps of Satan that have been so beautified, we feel our lives are incomplete without following it. The second point of reflection is that on one occasion, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ drew a line in the sand, straight line. And he said, this is Allah's path. Then he drew lines on the either side of that straight line, like veins on a leaf. You have the central line of the leaf and then veins going off to either side, from the right and the left. And he said, these paths are the paths of misguidance, these lines going off on either side. At the head of each path, there is a devil inviting people to follow it. And then he recited verse 153 of Surah Al-An'am. Verily, this is my path, leading straight. So follow it, and do not follow the other paths, for they will scatter you about from Allah's path. The third point of reflection is that Allah reminds us that Satan is our open enemy. So that no matter what the satanic forces do to beautify the forbidden, like calling riba, usury, in Old English, interest. So it sounds interesting. It's in your interest. Or they call it profit. Or returns on your investments. All of these sound beautiful. Hearing these, we won't be fooled. So this is the normal procedure of the satanic forces. To beautify what is evil so that we can't see it's evil. We should always stay on that clear, straight path. May Allah keep us there. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.